Die Gemara sagt, יסוימים שגבו קרקע בחוי וסביה. Before that, the Gemara says, Rami Barachom says, Reuven shemochar soda leShimon beAchrayes. V'zok v'lo b'milve v'meis Reuven. So the first part, this is l'kula alma d'zal b'zach. Reuven was mochar soda leShimon beAchrayes, and Shimon didn't have money to pay, so v'zok v'lo b'lo b'milve. We spoke about it yesterday, and Reuven dies. V'osav ba'al choiv de Reuven. The Baal Choyv of Reuven wants to take the field from Shimon for Al Techoyv that Reuven owes him money. And the Gemara says, Shimon Paisei Bezuzei. Now Shimon comes and wants to claim his Achrayas from the Yesayimim. Vali has Achrayas. So the Yesayimim tell him, Abba Metalte Le Deyasim Le Mishtav De Le Baal Choyv. He says, yeah, but I owe you money. I want to cancel out what I owe you against what you owe me. And that's the sugya, Metalte Deyasim Le Mishtav De Le Baal Choyv. This is the sugya. Tesis, Shtel Zanei Ore here. Like we said yesterday, and the Zal Bezach again here. That, Be'etzem, is three words in the Gemara that for no reason are in the Gemara. I want to go over the Gemara. There's three words in the Gemara that Be'etzem don't make sense, and there's no reason they're in the Gemara. Reuven shemochar sode leShimon beAchrayes. Makes sense. Reuven sold a field to Shimon beAchrayes. Shimon didn't have money. Zoch lo b'milve. And Reuven dies. Seder. This is the case. Kasumo handled the suge. And metalta de yasme le mishtav de le baal choyv. Ve'ose baal choyv de Reuven. And the Baal Choyv de Reuven comes, v'tarfei. And the Baal Choyv of Reuven comes, and he wants to collect it from Shimon. And the Gemara says the words v'tarfei, and he came to take it. Doesn't mean that he really took it. He was about to take it. Shimon paid money instead. Now Shimon says, we explained yesterday, this is also including an achayas that I'm allowed to put money instead. So now he goes back to the kids of Reuven. You know, I lost because of the buy. Pay me the loss. They said, well, you never paid. He says, okay. So I want to hold on instead of paying to hold the loss. And they say, no, what you owe us, pay. What you lost, we can't pay you. Three words the Gemara didn't have to say. We understand, Reuven shemeis, 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 Reuven v'tarfei. Stop here. The Baal Choyv of Reuven took the sada. Shimon lost. So Shimon comes to the Yisraelim, I lost. The Yisraelim tell him, Beseder. So what if you lost? But you owe us money. He said, but I want to hold on to it. You can't hold on to it? But tell the Yisraelim, let me start in the Baal Choyv. The same Gemara. Ve'osa Baal Choyv de Reuven ve'tarfe. And he took the Sada. Shimon lost. Osa Baal Choyv de Reuven ve'tarfe. So Shimon lost. Very good. Shimon lost the Sada. So Shimon comes to claim his Achrayas. So they tell him, Tata they ask me. He says, okay, but I owe you money. I don't want to pay. They say, no, what you owe, pay. You can't hold on to it for what I have to pay you. Because Tata they ask me. Why you have to add the words, V'osa Baal Choyv de Reuven v'tarfe, U'paise Shimon bezuze. Why we have to come that Paise Shimon bezuze? What it adds to us that Shimon, instead of giving the karka direct, to Bnei, to the Lekuches, and then claiming his Achrayas, he put money instead, and instead of claiming real Achrayas, he's claiming loss. Why? Just speak out straight. Why the Gemara has to go like that? And what he's claiming and what he's asking is that lost. This is Tesis Kash, it's not my Kash. It's Tesis Kash. And for Tesis Ateretz, Einachanami, it's the Zel Bezach, Lerivusa Nokat, a Knech. Avada, the Gemara could have said the same story. Reuven died. The Baal HaChovas took it from Shimon as a loss. He claims his loss. We tell him, too bad. Metaltele, they ask me. But it's my own Chov. Too bad. What you owe money is Metaltele. You can't. So you pay us and you don't get it. The Gemara could have said it. Why the Gemara said Paisei? I would think that he could take the money that he owes. You're right. After the loss, he can collect that money. That money you can collect in a loss. But I would think that he could go, and instead of paying the money back that he owes to the Bnei Reuven, he could use that money directish to protect his achrayas. He has, like Rashi says in the first big line, I would think the Hainu has two tainas. Later he wants for his loss to go to claim that money. It's the second story. But the first thing he said, he wanted to use that money to pay off the Choyv. This is what he wanted to do, to use that money to pay off the Choyv. And we tell him he doesn't have a right to do it, to use that money to pay off the Choyv. He doesn't have that right. I want to read the taste inside. Upaisa bezuze, rivus enokat. Aval pishen nosan moes, and he didn't give the karka. Lemotzi lemeimar hamoes shenitchayavti leavichem nesati. This he can't say. Now he wants to say another thing. Okay, but I had a loss. Pay me, and I will use my choyv. Also metalta liyasmi lemishtavte lebal choyv. And this is what Rashi said in a bigger line. V'loyer lecho lidne lebal choyv wanting. You couldn't use that to pay the bal choyv. V'loy le'akvam, and you can't hold them now. B'shvil achayas mechiroscho. So this is the Rashi and Taz, the same thing. It's the same vault. Rivus enokat. Aval pishenos anamoyes, lemotzi lemei maramoyes shenishayavti leavichim nosati lo. And I'm explaining, it's not dikduke and news of Tazfus. Like I said yesterday, but Derech HaLimud. Tazfus is asking that three words don't make sense. Ve'osebal, here it's mamish. Wait. Ve'osebal choyv de Reuven ve'tarfei. He took it. No, mitzvah. He took it. It's a loss. It's a whole sugya. Now the Gemara could have written it in a bit different way. Can just take other words of Paisei. He took it, and b'meila he has a loss, and he can't claim it because mitalta liyasma lemishtavta lebal choyv. Rambam bar Chochma said exactly the same memory. Three words don't make sense. But he was mechadish, that is also klud nachayas. Everyone knows that this is klud nachayas. So Tesis says, l'ribus anakta. This is the Tesis, and Merum is in Rashi. He doesn't say l'ribus anakta, but he speaks out that this is the chidush b'teich advorim in Rashi. This is the pshat. Till here it's poshut. The problem is, the chidush yaran al arif in Ksuvis also asks this kasha. And he doesn't want to give a teretz like Tesfus. First, I don't. Maybe he thought that Tesfus chiddush is not a chiddush. No, I don't think we have to handle why the Ran didn't say like Tesfus. It's a teretz. No, Zog the Ran have a different teretz, a much better teretz. That Lu Yitzuyer was no paise bezuze, and the guy really collect the karka. Shimon becomes potur, and he doesn't have to pay the Yisraelim the money. If Lu Yitzur, the story would stop, that Shimon, the Baal HaChov is the Reuven, came to collect the karka, I would say, Im Pikeyahu, just let him to collect it and you put it from the Ganze Zach. He doesn't want, he bought it, so he tried to hold on to it. But Im Be'etzem Zog the Chidush Aran, a Chidush Ledine. Lu Yitzur, he let the Lekuches to collect the karka, he doesn't have to pay now back the money. Why he doesn't have to pay back the money? Zog the Chidush Aran, very simple, I'll explain to you why. When the Baal HaChovas of Reuven came to collect money from him, come we'll call the Baal HaChovas of Reuven Yankev. The Hainu, Reuven owed money to Yankev. Reuven is dead, so Yankev comes, he doesn't find, so he goes to the Lekuches of Shimon. Shimon says like this, I owe money to the father for the Zokvon B'milveh, right? Chuzal is a lekuach, he owes money to the Yisraelim? Yes or no? He owes money or not? Zokma b'milveh, he owes money. So Shimon owes money to the Yisraelim. And the Yisraelim owe money to Yankev. Midin she'abud the Rav Nosson, I give it direct to the Baal Choyv. So b'meila, I became potu. Midin she'abud the Rav Nosson, I owe money to the Yisraelim. The Yisraelim owe money to you. So we'll say, Yankev, Reuven, Shimon. Shimon owes money to Reuven. Reuven owes money to Yankev. Shimon the Rav Nosson. So I paid the money. When the Lekuches came to collect the karga, I paid directly to the Lekuches Midin Shabud the Rav Nosson. So now I don't owe money anymore. More is not.
That
if he has a karka, she would have nothing, could go direct.
Also, the gap of the karka, the
It's a gemara. Tzochon amidav. Amar Rav Nachman. The same she go with karka, b'chayv esavim, she would have nothing. You pay direct. Yaakov.
That's the whole point.
Shimon would give it straight to Yaakov. Adka. That Reuben, the Shimon, could pay Yaakov directly. Didn't Shabu the Rav Nosson? Yaakov. We want to pay Yaakov. And I don't know what Yaakov is doing, such a problem. Yeah. But so Shimon could pay Yaakov directly. He's paying direct. He owes money to the father. He's paying with karka. Shabud the Rav Nosson. Shabud the Rav Nosson.
He can't pay his
mechir. Nah, Shabud the Rav Nosson.
Because he really bought it.
No, it's a milva now. Zok from a milva. He would pay directly. So the Shaila is such a good teretz, why Taisa didn't say it? I want to say that. You can't, if it's MS, so it's not L'Rivusa Nakte. It's Bedavke Nakte. You can't say L'Rivusa Nakte. It's Sheker. It's not L'Rivusa Nakte. Even if it's not like that, the deen is not like that. If Taisa says L'Rivusa Nakte, means you could have said differently, just Grade L'Rivusa Nakte. Grade L'Rivusa Nakte. So I says a sefer Dvar Shmuel, a big malaket, choshev a sefer and psochim. He says that Taisus also knew about the Ran. The Gemara by us didn't know the Shibud Rav Nosson yet, right? So how you will learn the Gemara? The Gemara didn't know Shibud Rav Nosson.
What?
And the Gemara tried to learn Pshat mitzad lemafreya ugoive. When the Gemara didn't know Shibud Rav Nosson and she taught Rami Bar Chomez mitzad lemafreya ugoive, so why the Gemara taught that says Paisa? How the Gemara taught when she didn't think about Shibud the Rav Nosson? How she taught Pshat? Why it says Paisa? The Gemara didn't want to say Shibud the Rav Nosson. So why it says Paisa? I'm asking you, but how the Gemara? The Amiroim HaKdoshim were learning and they didn't think about Shibud the Rav Nosson. So in that shlav of the Amiroim, how they taught that Pshat in these words? What? They didn't think. The Gemara doesn't say that it's muchach minevi. I want to explain. The Gemara doesn't say that it's muchach fundo. As she, the Gemara wants to say the doiche. No, Shibud the Rav Nosson. The Gemara could say chabaraye. Veletaymich chabaraye has to be Shibud the Rav Nosson because on them the words don't make sense. The Gemara didn't prove and said it's closed and Shibud the Rav Nosson. The Hainu Weisnes, the Gemara has a way to live without Shibud Rav Nosson. Tell him a frau goive. The Gemara just asked the kasha, stir and rove. You're telling me that the Gemara could have shlugged it up? And as a shtickel raye, like the Dvar Shmuel, Chidush Aran, and Psochim in the Koyv, it's not in the back, he asks the kasha, he says word by word, like Taisus here. It's a stir and the Ran. This is the Havamim, this is the Maskone. There is the Maskone, Sugi and Ksuvis, he explains it to the Maskone. But it's not our Derech HaLimud to answer like this. Yeah, so we have not only that, the Bach, and Ksuvis Daf Tzadik Beis. The Bach in Ksuvis Daf Tzadik Beis. The Bach in Ksuvis Daf Tzadik Beis brings down the Ran. Zog the Bach. Zog the Bach in Ksuvis Daf Tzadik Beis. וזה דלוי כדברי הטייסס בפסוכים. So the Bach and the Agoyes HaBach על הריף, only the Agoyes HaBach are only one word. There is a ganze shtickle. So the Lechure from this run is מוכר דו ישחוי לכאן טייסס. וצורי חיון, why Taisus didn't say like the run? So the Bach, at least we have Chidush HaBach, that tells that we have a Machlekes, Ran and Pesvus. That the Ran Tain is that if he will give back the Karka, he's potu midin shabud the Rab Nosen. As it states. And in Tesvus steht nicht as it. L'Rivus en Akte. But who adin if he gave him back the Karka? And the Shailen, what is totally the Machlekes? So it says the Sefer Be'eris Yitzchok says a gewaldike pshat. If I will go with the Be'eris Yitzchok, zog the Be'eris Yitzchok, I'll tell you why the Ran is not right. Reuven shemocha sode leShimon be'achrayes. Reuven died. So Shimon owes money for the choiv. Now the lekuchas came to be goyve the karka. So he tells them, no problem, I owe money to Reuven. Reuven owes money to you. I'll give you direct. The Yisraelim tell him, the Balchoy says, no, I don't like to go like that. I don't like you. I want to take the karka, and I'm not mechavin to Shibud Rab Nosson. I'm taking it because Reuven owes me money, and you are Balchoy alekuach, and I could be given from lekuchas. I'm not collecting it because you owe him money. You're right. I could collect this karka, because you owe him money. The marshal, it's not this karka that he bought. He has another house. So that house I never bought from Reuven, right? But the lekuchas could come and say, the Baal Chayv could say, you owe money to Reuven, we want to go be goyve from you, mitzad Shibud Rav Nosson. We don't want to go on Shibud, we go on Shibud, we don't want Shibud Rav Nosson. We want to go direct. Reuven owes us money, you bought a field from him, you're about lekeach, the karka is meshuba to me. I'm not coming to collect what you owe him, midin Shabud Rav Nosson. I want to work without Shabud Rav Nosson. He tries to push Shabud Rav Nosson, and I'm mechaven shaloy l'shem Shabud Rav Nosson. You mechaven Shabud Rav Nosson, I'm mechaven Shabud Rav Nosson. But you can force me how it works. I'm working direct, I'm working not indirect. No, I'm giving you Shabud Rav Nosson. I'm taking not Shabud Rav Nosson. I'm taking not Shabud Rav Nosson. Who are you to decide how I'm taking it? Let me explain. Reuven sold a field to Shimon. Be'achrayes. One second. Reuven sold a field to Shimon be'achrayes. Shimon paid full price. It's over. It's by him. Now the lekuchas come. The Baal Choyv of Reuven comes and says, Reuven owe me money. You bought a field. Please give me the field. He has a right to collect it? Yes. No Shabud Rav Nosson here, because Shimon doesn't owe money. Now, Grade Shimon also owes money. Right? Grade Shimon also owes money, and he could say, Midin Shabud Rav Nosson. Forget about what you owe money. You don't owe money. You pay the field. But if you pay the field, and you bought a soda from Reuven, and now the soda is by you, Shimon, and Reuven dies, you don't owe Reuven money. But I, Reuven, owes me money. This soda is Meshuvah, I could collect it. I'm working straight. You're right. You're tining belong this, but I owed Shimon also money. You owed Reuven money also. Forget about it. So Shimon says, I owed Reuven money. Forget about that I bought it from him. Right? I owed Shimon money, so I'm giving you another field, Midin, that Shibud Rav Nosson. I owe him and you owe him, so I'm paying direct. The guy says, Los Mirab, I work without Shibud, I don't work with Rav Nosson. I'm not Rav Nosson, Dick. I'm not going without Mahalach. I'm going to you on Rav Nosson. Who said you could push me on Rav Nosson? So, Moes, you can misalik me.
But
you
could say, I could have pushed
down. No. You want to give me money. You don't want to give money because you want this house to stay by you. I know you. Give me money, no problem. So give me money. You give me the karka, I take it direct. What? He works with money also, but not be a Yisraimi because Metal de Yasmin and Mishtav de Lebal Choyf. So we made with the money, you can't work with Rav Nosson. Because Metal de Yasmin and Mishtav de Lebal Choyf. I didn't ask it in answer because I didn't know why, but this is for sure. But this... So I want to mistake him this Chelik Devail on Avon. We have a Yisraidis Dike Machlekes. Ran and Tesvus, not I'm building out the Machlekes, the Chidush HaBach brings out the Machlekes, seen by Yisrael, it's very nice. If a person can tell his friend, you will work Rav Nosson Dik, and the guy says, no, I will work on Rav Nosson Dik. The Ran says, I could force you to give it to Rav Nosson Dik. You can't take it on Rav Nosson Dik, I'm giving you Rav Nosson Dik. And the Tesvus says, no, I'm giving you it not Rav Nosson Dik. I'm taking it not Rav Nosson Dik. The Melech, You invite her, we'll order the Yisaimi. This is Legabe the Metaltelim. When the Yisaimi is on the tzad that it doesn't work, now he wants to hold on to the Choyv of them, of Eluyos, so that's the Machleikis. I want now to go to the next stage. We'll start the Sugi of Shavuot Rav Nosson. This Indian, I don't know why the Olam don't go in so much to this Ran. But I think the Dvorim are Brurim. I think we'll mind the Dvorim Brurim. We'll learn now the Sugi of Be'ez Hashem. And hopefully, in the end of the Sugi, we'll see that Znishkin Stam Machleikis. Be'ikar Avoy Salomdes of Shavuot Rav Nosson and the whole Sugi, I think the Machleikis and the Ran and Tesis here is Mamish Giboit of the whole Avonah in the Sugi that we're going to learn Be'ez Hashem today. But I'm saying, I feel on Avonah. The Amodas Advorim, I think, Advorim Brurim. The Amodas Advorim, I think, it's Advorim Brurim. It's Advorim Brurim. Let me get a bit weiter. So the Gemara says, Yisaimim shegovu karka b'choiv asaviyem, ba'al choiv choizo v'goiv emehem. And later the Gemara tells it to our sugi. Again, Lomi Lozen needs to our sugi. Our sugi, we have a problem with Rabbi Kideger's kasha. We'll also have to answer it best Hashem b'soif asugi. Now we go to the sugi alein. What is the sugi alein? The memory from Rabbi Nachman. Yisaimim shegovu karka b'choiv asaviyem, ba'al choiv choizo v'goiv emehem. So Rav Nachman was mechadish. If three people, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, Reuben owes money to Shimon, Shimon owes money to Levi, Shimon dies, and he doesn't have nechosim, so even that he owes money to Levi, Levi can't collect it. But the Yisaimim from Reuben went and collected the karka from Reuben, so now Shimon has a karka, so Levi could collect it. Yisaimim shegovu karka b'choiv asaviyem ba'al choiv choizo v'goiv emehem. Das ist der Memory von der Gemara. Die Gemara in der Beginning taught mit Zadlam Afreya und Goywe, Kielu, Alamol, Shimon had it. Man, no, Afreya und Goywe. Zad Shabul und Rab Nosson. Rashi explained. So, Beetzem, when the field was already by Reuven, Levi had a right to go direct to collect it. So, you write it now, it's by the Yisaimim. It's not called Yisaimim Shekonu Karka. It's considered Yisaimim that have a Karka. And while the Yisaimim have a Karka, but mainly you could be Chayzah and Goywe. Nosson in the Gemara. Frek Teis is Akasha. Vim Toima. Govu metaltelim nami neime hochi. What is this discussion? Why dafka yesoimim shegovu karka b'choiv asaviyem? Ba'al choiv choizo v'goiv v'oiso mitzad she'abud el Rab Nosson. Even yesoimim shegovu metaltelim b'choiv asaviyem. Vubida aloche she'ba'al choiv choizo v'goiv v'oiso mehem. This is this discussion. Not only Govu Karka, even Govu Metalteli. Even Govu Metalteli. And this thesis Kasha is a modne Kasha. The Kseis frek that this thesis is Merabs and Nigre. It doesn't make sense. What is thesis Kasha? Yesayim shegovu Karka b'choiv asaviyem, ba'al choiv choizu v'goiv, shibudu v'rab nosen. So it's considered that the Karka was Meshubu the whole time. Frek the Kseis as a Kasha. He doesn't understand what is thesis Kasha. If the person dies and he has metaltelim, you could be goyve from them? No. Metaltelim yasmelim ishtav de lebal choyv. So you can't be goyve metaltelim from the Yisaimim. Metaltelim yasmelim ishtav de lebal choyv. So there's no way to be goyve metaltelim from the Yisaimim. Now what happened? This person owes money to the Yisaimim. Reuben owes money to the Yisaimim. So he said, Shabud de Rab Nosson, keilu, the money that Shimon has a right to get from Reuben is already by him. What is Shabud de Rab Nosson? Be'etzem, Shimon owes Reuben money, and Shimon owes Levi money. So we say, it's 1, 2, 3, yeah? The third person owes the second person owes the first person. So the halacha is, the first person collects from the third person, yeah? Why? Because you owe him and he owes me, so maybe I can go direct. So here we have the case. Yisaim shegovu karka b'choiv asaviyem. We'll take the names to make it clear. We have Yaakov, Reuven, v'Shimon. So Reuven dies. This is the case of the Gemara Alamol. Reuven dies. He owes money to Shimon. Maybe Reuven, Shimon, v'Levi. It's leichter. Yeah, Reuven, Shimon, v'Levi. Yeah. Reuven owes money to Shimon, and Shimon owes money to Levi. Shimon dies, Shimon doesn't have mechosim, so Levi doesn't have where to be goyve. But if Reuven has a karka, so Levi could get the karka, right? The, number three takes the karka from number one. Val, number two owes him, one owes number two. So b'meila einich nami number two didn't have a karka, or b'val number one owes number two, so b'meila he could take the karka. That's the gemara shemut v'rab nosim. Frekteis es afilu b'metaltelim. Even if the Yisraimim, the middle person, Shimon and Yisraimim, took metaltelim, also Levi will be goyve. Why? What is Shabud v'rab nosim? Taste understands pshat. Be'etzem, Shimon owes me money, he doesn't have money, but Reuven owes the money. So what Reuven owes him is already ki'ilu by him, so I also have a schus on what Reuven owes him. What Reuven owes him? Metaltelim. Even if he would have already the metaltelim, metaltelim yasmu le'mishtav di le'bal choyim. So what is Tesis Kashe? Tesis is asking a Kashe, the same way Shabud v'rab nosim says, that the Levi could collect from Shimon, the karka. That he got from the Shimon the Karka that he got from Reuven. Why? Because it's Keilu Meshubet to him. But Metaltelim, even if the Metaltelim would be by Shimon, he doesn't have a right to collect them. So how Tesis wants, that Shiabuddha the Rab Nosson, the Levi will have a right to collect from the Yesaimim Metaltelim that they collect? Metaltelim are dear. And even so, the Meshubet, and he can't take them. The father has a million Metaltelim. When he dies, you can't take even one. So now the father has it. Someone else owes him it. So then I can take it? The father has metaltelim, I can't take it. But if someone owes him metaltelim, if someone owes him a karka, so I say, even that he doesn't have a karka, but someone owes him a karka. Somebody owes him a karka, kilo, I have a schus on that karka. So it's not the same shikonu karka, I also have a right on that karka. So I can have that karka. But metaltelim, even if you would have metaltelim, divrei ha'tesis is merab saniga, it doesn't start. What? So it's even worse. So, but it's not more from the Tathalim. Now, what is Tesis Teretz? What is Tesis Teretz? V'yishloimar, v'kol nira l'ri, so if Tesis will say, oh, it's taken a mistake, it doesn't make sense. Be very glad. Tesis will say, taken a mistake, no shaykh, smetaltari yasem, mishtar lebal choyim, Tesis doesn't say it. Tesis says, v'nira l'ri, v'davki gabi karka shaykh l'mei marochi, v'bashibudu, v'shakarka mishubedes l'ruven, chashvin li kilu biyodoy. So when you read the Tesis, it's mashma that what Tesis is saying. It's mashma from Tesis that what Tesis is saying. That is no shibud rab nosan, only be karka and not be metaltelim. Karka is a starke zach, so it's a shibud rab nosan. Metaltelim is a schwache zach, it's no shibud rab nosan. Right, this one is mashma in Tesis. Sinishtemes? The Gemara in Kiddushin of Yutes state klar, Shabud Rab Nosson, as even a metaltelim. Often the Gemara in Kiddushin of Yutes.
Nosson himself.
So this thesis doesn't make sense. Nish the Kasha, nish the Teretz. So I want to be Maimi the Dvorim. Let me again first the Kasha of the Ktsois, the Teretz, or start to say the Radvorim. The Ktsois and Simon Peivov, Sifkot Nalef, comes to me, Yassid, what is Shiabud the Rab Nosson? And Bemis, we have to know it's a famous Chakiras Achroinim. What is Shiabud the Rab Nosson? And we'll start. The Ktseis learned Bashkofa Rishoino. This is the way the Ktseis started to learn. A lot of Achroinim learn like this Lemaise. What is Shiabud the Rab Nosson? Shiabud the Rab Nosson is, Be'etzem, we said again, Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. So the halacha is, Levi doesn't have to go to Shimon. He could go direct to Reuven. Why he could go direct to Reuven? Very simple. If Reuven would have a house, he could collect the house from Reuven? Again, Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. So Levi goes to Shimon, you owe me $1 million, pay me. I don't have money. Give me your house. I don't have a house. Give me your car. I don't have a car. Give me your plate. Give me your clothes. I don't have nothing. Someone owes you money? Give me the chayvus that someone owes you. Someone owes you chayvus, give me what you... He owes you money, give me it. You could collect his house. You could collect his car. You could collect his clothes. You could collect his chayvus. Why you can't collect his chayvus? So someone owes him money, we'll put it better. Someone owes him money, so it means he has shiabudim all over the world, right? So give me all of your shiabudim. You owe me money. I could collect your house, your car, everything I collect. I want to collect. What is meshubit to you? This is shiabudim Rav Nosson. This is shiabudim Rav Nosson. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, then Reuven owes Shimon. Shimon owes Levi. So Levi could turn to Shimon, you owe me money, pay me house, car. You could pay me what Reuven owes you. You have a shibud and Reuven. I want to have a right to that shibud. You have rights to be great. Give me the rights. Give me what you have. All of you I could collect. Give me your rights. You have a house, give me a house. A car, a car. A choiv, give me a choiv. This is the normal way that everyone learns Shiabudim Rav Nosson. Before the Torah started, this is the normal way to learn Shiabudim Rav Nosson. Frek the Ktzais, I don't need a pasuk. And Shiabudim Rav Nosson, that's the kasha, the Ktzais. You mechavet, the Ktzais kasha. Peivov, Sivkot, Nalef, the third line. Frek the Ktzais, Miyad, the first kasha. Frek the Ktzais. V'tzorich ladas, third line taka. V'tzorich ladas, kol amali. V'chiloy adina nekol asher yesh le loive hein ba'bayis hein basode. I'm not responsible for the loss of the kseis. Hari kol meshiyesh loy hein ba'bayis hein basode. Meshubet lemalve. Im ken shegi azman apiroin vada etoyref amalve. What do you need a pasuk? I'll say better. And what's in the pshat of rabbanan acholik? So the Rabbanan had holds in the stock and share with the Rab Nosson. So the Ktzois brings down four Mehalchim to Miyashiv. Dainu, we're going with the first derech yet. I will call it in the Yeshiva Shalosh Loshen. Shabbat and Rab Nosson is Shibud Meshubat. The Shibud is Meshubat to me. You have a Shibud on him, it's also Meshubat to me. Shibud Meshubat. Shabbat and Rab Nosson is what someone is Meshubat to you, is Meshubat to me. Everything what you have is meshubit to me, including yishibudim. So the nusach of the first tzad is, and the chakira, what is shibudim Rav Nosson? Shibud meshubat. Shibud meshubat. What is shibudim Rav Nosson? So there is four terutzim, lefi this derech. Dainu, we're going the val with the derech of shibud meshubat. So the first derech is the Rashbo in Kiddushin Daf Tesvav. The Rashbo says, "Einachanami shibud is meshubet, aber Reuven doesn't have to give you the money. Reuven will tell you, Herzachain, I know. I'll see your story with Shimon. Collect his house, collect his car, collect everything what you have." You want to collect his chayvus? Collect his chayvus. I don't know you. I'm not giving you the money. I'm not giving you the money. But I'm not giving you the money. I'm not giving you the money. You right? You have a story with him? Go to him. Force him to go to collect it and to give it to you right away. Force him. But when you're coming to me, I don't know you. No, you don't want to pay. You owe him. I'll get along with him. It's wrong. Don't bring it to my mitzvahs with him. Who said you could sell a chayv? The Rabbanan, Rishayin, the Rais, a big shayla. Big shayla. Chashtoros, the Rais, the Rabbanan. Second teretz. The Ktzais brings down Ran, and the Rashba Be'ashmotas in Kiddushin also says it. Who said that everything that the other person owes becomes Meshubet? It's not so poshut. Karka, yes. Metaltilim, yes. But Dabo She'en Gufay Momen could be is not Mishtabet. Dabo She'en Gufay Momen could be is not Mishtabet. Second Teretz. Genza? Nachat teres, the Ktzeis brings down. Two more terutzim, the Ktzeis brings down. One teres, he says, and Afkemina will be, what's in the order? That Shibud is only Chal Zog, the Ktzeis, and things that the, if it's within shibud, you have to know exactly how he goes to the other person. But if it's a gedar shibud, zog diktzois could be shibud is only chal and dvorim that b'shasa alvoe they were there. Things that were not there b'shasa the alvoe, the shibud is not chal on them. Even at lemaisa you say the ikni. Or with the rabbanon it's chal, or with the iraisa it's not chal, and things that were not dear b'shas de'alvo. But may la biyan afkemina l'shabudu the rabnosen, if Shimon owes money to Reuven, to Levi, and only later Reuven owed the money. So if you could be goyve b'shibud only things that were dear b'shas de'alvo, so may la this you cannot be goyve. The Ktzais is a bigger riches, I don't want to go into it, Be'etzem. Just as the whole page here in the Ktzais, he goes back, if every shibud works on something that was there, karka that he bought, karka that he didn't buy, how a shibud works exactly, if something that came later. But if lo yitzuyah, shibud doesn't work, again, all of these three terutzim are sticking out to the first mehalach, that the gedar is Be'etzem, shibud meshubud. Shimon owes money to Reuven. Reuven doesn't know Levi. Shimon doesn't know Levi. Levi doesn't know Reuven. Shimon owes money to Levi, v'zeu. And Levi has a right to collect from Shimon. He collects from Shimon, Shimon's shibudim. He goes through Shimon's shoes to Reuven. He has a right to go into Shimon. He goes into Shimon's shoes. Shimon has a right to collect from Reuven. So he comes into Shimon and he takes from Reuven. But what he knows Shimon. Shimon is Meshubatim, and does it the parasha of Shabbat and Rab Nosson. And it's talking about Yishmael. Why you need a pasuk? So he finds three chetimtzes. Other, lav balvorim didiat. Other, ein gufay moment. Maybe not every zach is Meshubat. It's talking nishta zay posha, it brings Rishonim. The Ktzais brings the list. The loike are Rishonim ha'ele. Then he says, maybe nafkemina is if lo yitzuyah Reuven owes Shimon money only after the time that Shimon was mischayev. So it's the ikni and shiabudim. It's not like metaltalim, it's shiabudim, and maybe b'chayegavni you can be goyve. And again, the Ktzais himself wants to say one more way in the beginning. Some achronim want to say, it's not so close, some achronim want to say that the nafkemina will be, the fourth way will be, Stipler brings down a big achove here. If Shimon will be moichel to Reuven the choiv. Shimon owes Levi and Reuven owes Shimon. Shimon is moichel to Reuven. I'm moichel you. Now Reuven doesn't owe money anymore. So Levi could collect from Reuven or not. Levi could collect only from Shimon. Shimon doesn't have money. So now Levi decides, okay, I know, but someone owes money to Shimon. I will go to that guy. He doesn't want it. I moichel him. Now you don't have to worry to take the money anymore. It helps or it doesn't help? Shimon meshubed. I moichel shtar choyv lechaveiroi. V'chazav v'mochloi. It's mochel. Shimon meshubed. But now Reuven doesn't owe money to Shimon anymore. So b'mele, it's mochel. What? Yeah? If the shibud goes, that Be'etzem Shimon owes me. Zog the Ktzois, all of these four pshotim again, are with the ma'alach of shibud meshubet. Zog the Ktzois, v'haderech ha'amitis. The Ktzois calls it v'haderech ha'amitis. Loch enire v'hu ha'iker. The pshat in the Gzeiras HaKosuv is a whole different pshat. All of these four things maybe are true, but this is not Shabbat Rab Nosson. What is Shabbat Rab Nosson? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki'ilu, Reuven owes money to Levi. Shimon can't be Moichel, zok the stipler. Hashem said, Shimon owes Levi, and Reuven owes Shimon. We skip out Shimon, now it goes direct. Reuven owes Levi money. Zog dikzeis, you didn't understand what I'm saying? I will tell you a nefkemine. Even that Imre Bina says, you're not allowed to even say over this nefkemine. But zog dikzeis, the Magen dikzeis brings him down. Nefkemine, Shimon wants to pay. Zogt dem Levi, no, I don't want your money. I want to go to Reuven. Because Reuven doesn't have money, I want his house. Shimon says, I want to pay you off. I don't know you anymore. I know Reuven. Reuven owes me money. Shimon can't pay him off. Shimon can't pay him off. It says in Pevov. Beginning, Mamish. And he wants to look in here. Ve'afilu rotzo. It's in page Shin Lamed Ches Mamish, four lines before the end. Ve'afilu rotzo aloi ve'lesalik bezuzi eino yochoil. Dehu ha-malve ho-amiti. Reuven is my malve. Reuven owes me money. Shim Levi is the malve to Reuven. Here the banner is not named Rabbi Nefreit. Ayala
Aladas. If Shimon doesn't have money.
Even if Shimon wants and he has money, Hashem said, Shiabudet Ram Nosson. Hashem said that I owe this one. Yes, why you need a pasuk? Now you understand why you need a pasuk. You ask yourself, you won't ever say it. It's not shibud mishubed. It's a direct chiyuv. Levi Reuven owes Levi money direct. He owes the money direct. Zog the ktsois weiter. First the mechanisch is chiddush. Zog the ktsois, listen carefully. He has a pshat in posuk lefidem. But he has a pshat in posuk lefidem. Pshat in posuk lefidem. What is the pshat? Zog the razay. It says, "V'nosan la'asher osham loy." Right, we darshan. "V'nosan la'asher osham loy." What is the pshat? "V'nosan la'asher osham loy." Zok the halacha is if a person owes someone money, and you go to Beis Din, he owes me money. He says no, and he's nishba. And then we find out that he owes money, so he has to pay keren v'choymesh. Zok the ktsois v'nosan la'asher osham loy. Look what was the case. The case was. Shimon owed, Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. Shimon came to say, Levi, pay me. I don't owe you. Made a shvua. Then they chapped up that he owes. So now, I'm sorry, I forget. Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi. So Levi asked Shimon, pay me back the money that you owe me. And Reuven asks Shimon, and Shimon asks Reuven, pay me the money that you owe me, right? So Reuven owes, again, make it clear, Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. Shimon goes over to Reuven, pay me money. Levi asks from Shimon for the money. But who is money Reuven? Before Shimon to Rab Nosson. Shimon goes to Reuven, pay me. Reuven says, I don't owe you money, makes a shvua. Then they have that he's a shakran. So he has to pay. Zog diktzois, he pays Levi with choymish. Because he really owed Levi. So kilu, he lied from Levi. So Levi gets a choymish from nowhere. This is the pasuk, he says. V'nosan la'asher osham loy. This is the drosha. So he says the drosha was on choymish. So Pashas on diktzois, the pshat is, that we're speaking that he owed, Reuven owed Shimon $100. He made a shvur, now he owns him $120. Shimon owed Levi $120, so he gives the whole $120 to Levi. But now the pshat is, he says, no, the case of the pasuk was, Reuven owes Shimon $100, Shimon owes Levi $100, but Levi gets $120. Because when Reuven was nishma, he was nishma to Levi. Because he owes Levi.
If so, there wasn't chayv Shimon.
So this is the ktzeis takes care of that. You have three people. You have two. No, it's no shvurah amnosa. And where? Bal choyv. Now we're not speaking on impikeachu. The vow we speak in shabudah the rabnosa in the case of Rab Nachman. Now that we have the ktzeis klor, lo migain tzurik. How the ktzeis came to ask the kasha and teisvus, and this back to the ktzeis and peheis if kotnei. Zog the ktzeis. If you learn pshat shibud meshubed, so what is the pshat in teisvus as kasha? Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. Shimon dies. So Levi can't collect from Shimon metaltelim. He also can't collect from Reuven metaltelim. It's like Gora. What Shimon had in his house I can't take. What Shimon has the rights and Reuven I can't take. Zodik says, but now I'll tell you a real pshat in Tesfis. Reuven owes money to Levi. Reuven is alive. So I'll share with the Rav Nosson. There's no metal to the Yasmeh. This is Tesfis Kasha, Zodik says. Zodik says the pshat in Tesis Kasha is mitzad shabud the Rav Nosson is not metal to the Yasmeh like mishtav to the Baal Choyf. It's a directish. Levi, Reuven owes Levi money, so zog to Reuven to Levi, zog Levi to Reuven, you owe me money. What's your metal to the Yasmeh? What's your Yasmeh do? What's your Yasmeh? You're a normal person. Pay me money. So he's asking to collect the money direct. And there's no svarim, mitad the yasmin, I'm ishtav the lebal chayv. This is the ktsais in pehe.
What?
Klorikash. First, the ktsais himself knows, in loshen ha-tesis, something is missing. So, not govu mitad the lebal. Tesis, be'etzim, is asking a kasha now, that b'shiyavudu ve'rab nosen, you could collect from Reuven mitad the lebal. Because it's a directish collect. Tesis is asking him govu metaltelim. But it's not a problem because the Gemara spoke about govu karka. So Tesis is asking, he has a right to collect the metaltelim. So even if the Yasemim go in the middle and mix in, they can't disturb me because I have a right. So again, I want to make it klor. I want to make it very klor. But I'll explain how it's going to get where we started Shir Devayim. Tesis says that Be'etzem Levi could collect direct from Reuven. And not only that he could collect direct from Reuven as no chison and metalta to the Yasmin, even if it takes a stop in the middle, we don't say no, but the Yasemim used it. I have a schuz direct, the Yasemim took it, they didn't spoil it, it doesn't go like that, it's mine, and it doesn't have a din of metalta to the Yasmin, and I have a right to go to collect direct. I would think maybe the Yasemim used it. If you would go direct, no, you went direct. Lamaisa here, you went indirect. No, it's not indirect. It stays direct. And the man is no metal to the Yasmeh. This is Tesis Kasha. So the Shaila is, no, so what is the answer? If we'll say that the answer is that there's no Shiobud Rab Nosson and metal to Lim, it's very Gishmak. And Shuldik is no Shiobud Rab Nosson and metal to Lim. Oh, but the deal is Nishnemes. So what is Tesis' answer? Again, if the answer is that there's no Shibud Rab Nosson and Metaltelim, say there. So the Kasha is good. The answer is in Shudik is no Shibud. The Aloch is Nishta. Say, yes, Shibud Rab Nosson. When the guy is alive, the Aloch is you go to the third person and you collect money. You don't have to collect Kakos. Only when he's dead, you can't collect. So what is the answer? The Ktsei says something, Leorati Lesef Daitu. The Ktsei tries to say, Pesam Halach, what would be the answer? But before we try to answer what is the answer, it's interesting. We have Chidushi Rabbeinu David. Our door was Zoicha, we have Chidushi Rabbeinu David. Chidushi Rabbeinu David brings Tesis Kasha, but he brings it like the Ktsais. Valshi Abuda the Nosen is direct, so it's not Metatel the Yasme. He speaks out the Kasha. Teime, Ho Enzi Yasoimim. הרי הוא זויכה בחויב מכך עמל ועצמוי שמשובת לוי אם כן כשלא יגובו קרקע נמי שאין גם מטלת די אסמה רבינו דוביץ פרק נתאי ומידף You know what he answers? Yeshleima, you didn't have Shibud Rab Nosson, it doesn't all go direct. Shibud Meshubud, you didn't have all the Shibud. V'yeshleima, ein Elohim rim shi aloi v'meshubud lebal choiv. Ad shleim b'schus liyesemim. Elo Shibud bilvad, ha-moment shel ha-bailim. Shibud Meshubud. The Havamina was direct. The answer is indirect. But he finishes, Alba Tesis Loikos Vukim. So it's not Pshat and Tesis. Uba Tesis Loyom Vukim. Now we have to know what is Pshat and Tesis. Uba Tesis Loyom Vukim. Elo She'en Dina Sherab Nosen B'Shibud Metaltelim. Again, the words that there's no Shibud Rab Nosen Metaltelim, but it's Kenny Zayin. It's Kenny Zayin. There's no Shibud Rab Nosen Metaltelim. It's Kenny Zayin. So again, let me start first before we try to answer. So we have here Be'etzim Tesis Kasha. Why the Gemara says Yisayim Shigavu Karka B'Choyv Asavim Ba'al Choyv Choyzah V'Goyv Ha'Yisim Ha'em Oni Karka Nish Metaltelim. We don't understand what is the Kasha. The Marsho Be'etzim also speaks about Pochus Yoyzah Dezal Bezachem. Zog Dik Tzoyz. It's two drochim to learn Shabud Rab Nosen. Shibud Meshubet or direct. And Shibud Meshubah, we had a shayla, why you need psukim? We had four me'alchim, nafkeminas. To know if the answer you know or not. But this is one way, Shibud Meshubah, when I say you learn that some achroinim learn pshat. If that's the pshat, like the k'tzeis, I don't have a me'alach in Pesach's discussion. How it could be that he himself, when he has metaltalim, I can't take it. He has a right by someone else on metaltalim, I could take it. Slach lo yale al adas. His koyach gvir bayenem. If he's goy v'karka, that koyach yeh. Like I could give it from him. But metaltalim, like his metaltalim is lo mishtabde. Yenem's metaltalim is also lo mishtabde. This is the Ktesis Kashi. So mikoyach that, he says, the pshat in Tesis will be that Tesis learned direct. If it's direct, it's no metal to the Yasme. And he was mechavet Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says it dvorim brurim. That if Shehabud the Rav Nosson goes direct, it's no chisol metal to the Yasme. Let me shnado le Baal Choyim. Now the shayla is, what is the answer of Tesis? And here we go. If we learn Tesis kipshutoi, what Tesis says? Psalom this. That the pshat is shibud and rabbi. What could be? Why Tesis? If we say kipshuto, like Marsho says, close, not like that. That Tesis will answer that shibud and rabbi nosen doesn't work only on karkoyes and have a metaltalim. The Marsho came to mafkia that don't think such a pshat. Marsho says the aloch is avad and nishtaze. That mechaim is no chisom shibud and rabbi nosen. This is Marsho speaks it out very close. But if we would learn that Tesis means to say that there is no Shabud Rab Nosan and Metaltalim, and the Nusach will be Karka, that the Shibud is so stark, so Kilu, it could go even one more step. Val, it won't be the Lomdis, the middle person has a right in the Karka. It's so strong in his hands, because he could Alamol follow. The middle person could, Shimon Alamot could follow the Karka of Reuven. Because even if Reuven will sell it, he could get it. So it's Keilu already by Shimon. So maybe Levi has a Shibud and the Karka that Shimon has by Reuven. Why? Because he writes that it's only by Reuven, but Reuven can't run away with it. So Keilu Shimon already has it. So when I'm holding on to Shimon, I'm already holding on to that. But Sheinke Metaltalim, that by the person that it owes me, I have a right to take it. But I can't say that he has a right by Yenem for the Metaltalim. Because if he runs away, you can't get the Metaltalim. So I can't say that it's so strong by Shimon. So the Bele, you can't say it, that it's ready Meshubit to me. I can hear the Havana. You can't say that it's Meshubit to me. This could have been Havana. There is no Shiabud and Rav Nosson. And Shibud Meshubit, there is no Shiabud and Rav Nosson B'chai Gavle. We could hear it. Abel, it's against Stom and the Shas, Pashas Akmor and Kiddushin, and the Marsho himself says by Osklo that Avade is no Chisol, even Sidoshi Wudra Rab Nosson, even in the Taltalim. So if it's a Chazor like Rabbeinu David, that the Pshat is that we choizer and we hold, that is, it's not direct, Alt is glad. But Tesis doesn't say that. Rabbeinu David also said that Tesis didn't say it. So now what is the Pshat? So here we hold it with two Zach that we have to explain yet. Then we have to toilet with the machlekes in the Ran, and we have to get to the Rav Kivei Eger that we owe in the sugya. But before that, so Benson wanted to say the Rav over as Mikin Chazorim. We have to first say, if not like the Ktzei is direct, there's a lot of achroinim that didn't learn that it's direct. So, what was the pshat in Tesis Kashe? And the Fidik Tzeis and Anna, what is Tesis Teretz? And then again, we have to answer the sugya Rav Kivei Eger's Kashe and our sugya the Shiabud Rav Nosson. Why in Pikechu? And to explain the Machlekes Ran and Tesis and Ksuvis, and then we could go right to Bezos Hashem.